I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
It's below deck night, and I've got Hannah and Adam from the ship in the clubhouse. I love Below Deck, do you? It's the best show.
He can give you cooking tips, and her uniform gives her big pointy nips. It's Watch What Happens Live with Hannah and Adam from Below Deck Mediterranean now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. Thrilled that my guest correctly delivered on my preference sheet requests of tequila and edibles. Fresh off another season at sea from Below Deck Mediterranean, please welcome Chief Stew, Hannah Ferrier. And he's back in the galley. It's Chef Adam Glick. Great to see you, Adam. I know I ask you this every time. You are Jewish?
We'll get to that later.
Oh, you will?
I'm not Jewish.
You're not? Okay. I want you to be for some reason. I don't know why. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
Good to see you again.
You were remarking earlier that you're so happy you're here tonight, not with Bobby.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's actually going to be, I actually had a few champagnes beforehand. I can chill out this time.
I'm happy for you. Tonight's bartender is trading those Rodgers and Hammerstein bars for a bar where you can get just played hammered from the Broadway revival of Carousel with 11 Tony nominations, including one for her incredible performance. It's Lindsay Mendez. Hi, Lindsay Mendez. You're a queer one, Lindsay Mendez.
I am a queer one.
Yes, you are. Are you?
No.
You were phenomenal in the show. I saw it 10 days ago and absolutely loved it. It's one of my favorite musicals of all time, and you just lit up every moment you were on.
Oh, thank you.
You were so great. And then I was very excited a couple days later when you got nominated for the Tony.
So I am thrilled.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So
I'm so stoked to be here.
And I love your dress. Hannah, those night uniforms are a total fail. The darts that are built into the uniforms are really something.
She looks like a fembot.
Yeah.
She does. Well, maybe they're not a fail, actually.
No, they were a massive fail. I put them on and it's like we're already into the charter season and I've got these things sticking out when there's enough there.
Right. So. How do I say it? Joao?
J-Wow? We went with J-Wow.
J-Wow?
Yeah,
J-Guy.
He
seems to have a problem with reporting to Conrad, who's only 23 years old, but you and Conrad seem to be flirting quite a bit, which leads us to our first poll question, which is Conrad too young for Hannah? Go to WWHL.TV right now and tell us your vote. Adam, where do you stand on this burning issue?
She might have been robbing the cradle a little bit on that one.
The audience, you're split, almost 50-50. It's no. Wow, my contact is really acting up. I think I'll take it out. And then I'll read with one thing. Okay, this will be interesting. This has never happened in 9 years, I don't think. Hannah and Adam, you're working with a new team this season, but I want to catch up on what is going on with the crew from last season, okay? Hold on, I'm going to put my contact right here next to my tequila. Okay. Bobby, he was pretty fired up at the reunion last year. Where do you both stand with him today? Are you in touch with him at all? No.
Not at all.
Are you?
We speak every once in a while.
Would you ever work with him again?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Malia, Adam, are you truly over Malia?
Absolutely.
If she slid into your DMs, would you be game?
I'd slide out.
You'd slide out. Wes, Adam, were you really happy for Wes and Malia? And when was the last time you spoke to Wes?
Wes and I haven't spoken. I've tried and tried to speak with
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
and
for
are they
a while,
still together?
Last I heard.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Bugsy, Hannah, any idea if she's been promoted to Chief Stew as she felt she should be?
I think, yeah, her Twitter handle is like
Chief Stew Bugsy.
Yeah, reality TV, second stew, real life Chief Stew.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Good for her.
Lauren, are either of you still friendly with her?
Yeah, I speak with Lauren.
Are she and Bobby still feuding?
Probably.
Yes. Max, is he still working on yachts? Either of you in touch with him?
Max has become a professional comedian.
Really?
Excuse me?
Oh, my God.
No.
I think totally I'm really gullible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know you've got a lot of questions for Hannah and Adam, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. The first thing I'm obsessed with is I can read the prompter with one contact in. First, as the crew of the Talisman embarked on their first charter of the season, they were confronted by guests who felt very strongly about getting nuts. And here's what, as they say, you are what you eat. Take a look.
Nice. I'm waiting for my nuts. Where are my nuts?
I have some stale pistachios with my edible. Can we have someone upstairs to make sure our glasses are tended?
Got the nuts come in too?
Yes.
Okay. So I asked that about 10 minutes ago.
Nuts, please, immediately. Nuts, like
yes,
protein.
She's really Brooke's important. Going down to get them.
She's not doing a good job. Can we just walk?
We don't have time. We're in water. We are
okay,
lightning.
Well,
we have to move. Why is it in a bowl?
And then everybody said we didn't want any starch.
And now you have noodles for dinner.
I'm sorry. My dog eats food like this. I don't.
This should be 7-star service.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I like what's here over there. Loves the shrimp cocktail.
You wrote this, remember?
You actually have shellfish on here.
Yeah, I do like shellfish.
Oh, my yes. God. Quack, quack, bitch.
Wow. That was amazing. I have to say, Captain Lee was tweeting up a storm tonight during the show, and he said the redhead is a cornucopia of weather knowledge and of yachts and class, culture, and breeding. Said no one ever. A legend in her own mind. Captain Lee was on fire tonight on Twitter. I put the contact in, by the way. Second, after a rocky first charter, Hannah, Adam, and the crew took their tips and went out for a night on the town. But here's what, the flirting soon turned to fighting and had Hannah chief stewing. Take a look.
Why would you spill a drink all over yourself? You try.
I'm good.
This is the closest Shiraz's gonna get to getting me wet, so.
You're kind of cute, actually. Are you okay?
My balls, because I don't know what the f*** the stewardess is doing.
I am the chief steward, but I'll still make you my bitch, sweetheart.
For a 30-year-old, for nothing you have got going on in your life, you're pretty
sick. What the f*** do you know about my life? Sit the f*** down, bitch. Sit the f*** down.
Shut the f*** up.
Relax,
I'm sick of listening to this.
Relax,
hey,
man.
I'm not going to relax. Shut the f***
sit down.
Ooh, that was nice of you to stick up for her.
Well, I mean, this guy was being an a*****.
Right.
I can attest for that.
Right. Because you're a former
a former
finally, Hannah and Adam may be below deck mad vets, but the rest of the crew is as fresh to us as Conrad's smooth baby boy face. So here's what, it's time for you to smell the tea on the newbies with a round of deckheads. I'm going to ask you a question. You'll say to whom it best applies between Casey, Brooke, Conrad, Joao, Jamie, or Colin. Aside from you, Hannah, who has the hardest time hiding his or her resting bitch face from the guests?
We
think Sandy.
Captain Sandy, who consistently gets the drunkest on crew nights out?
Brooke.
Are we both in on this?
Yeah, you're both in on this.
Joao,
okay. Who tries to sneak extra long breaks?
You.
Colin.
Okay.
I hardly got breaks.
Who's the horniest throughout the season?
Me.
Joao.
Oh. Who's the biggest suck up to Captain Sandy?
Adam.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Owning it.
Right. Yeah. Who's the biggest pot stirrer?
Ooh.
You.
Why am I even thinking about that?
Who has the best chance of being a charter guest one day?
I would like that. I mean,
come on. Who has the best chance?
Piano. Let's get rid of
that. All right. Thank you for playing Deckheads. Mild applause from the audience. Let's go to Maura from Ohio on the line. What's your question, Maura?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great. My question is for Hannah. I'm wondering why she didn't have more sympathy for Casey when she was seasick.
I had a whole bunch of sympathy for Casey when she was seasick. I got her a bucket, and then I got back to doing my job and her job. And that's the best I can do.
Why are you laughing?
You got her a bucket. That's a cliche.
Right.
I thought that was really nice for me.
Right.
That was a step
Let's
up.
Go to Emily from North Carolina. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
My question, or kind of statement, is I love you both, obviously. And I have to tell you, I think there was so much disservice happening with that first boat ladies. They were horrible to you. They were horrible, and thank God Sandy figured it out.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yes, that was great. Was the crew tonight, were the guests tonight the worst you've ever had?
They were the worst I'd ever had up until that point.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But then later in the season, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's worse.
You're kidding me.
You thought
last week was no picnic either.
You thought nuts were bad?
Yeah.
Right, really? Wow. Okay. But you are paying attention to people's preferences.
Doing my best, Andy.
Okay.
Doing my best.
All right. Kate Chastain is here, everybody. Give her a round of applause. Oh. So you and Kate are buddies.
We are.
Very nice.
Real life buddies.
Oh, I love it. I love real life. Bettinissime wants to know, both of you, do you think Captain Sandy treats you differently after last season's reunion?
Go ahead, Hannah. I think you got this one.
For me, 100% yes.
She does?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, remind me what happened at that reunion. I was there, but I forgot.
I think Sandy sometimes just is in Sandy's world.
Sandyland.
Yeah. I think that she definitely treated us a little bit differently. It's kind of hard to come back when you've already been in the bad books. So
right.
Probably stayed in the bad books.
Let's go to Sarah from Michigan. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm a super fan. I love you so much. Love you to the moon and back. My question is for Hannah. Do you see how the relationship between, like, Bugsy last season and Jabal this season,
Does Joao and Conrad remind you of you and Bugsy?
Not at all.
No.
No.
Okay. Adam, Taylor W. said, do you still live in your van? If so, what do you do when it comes to taking girls back home?
Oh, absolutely. I still live in my van, cruising every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you just take girls back to your van, and do they like that?
You'd be really surprised how many ladies want to see the inside of the van.
Really?
He promises them candy.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised, to tell you the truth.
I think there's a lot of adventurists out there, and I'm just trying to get to meet them.
Really? Wow. Shannon from New Hampshire is on the line. What's your question, Shannon?
Hey, Andy, love you. My question is both for Hannah and Adam, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you guys do. Have you ever had a guest reach out to you from any of the seasons where they saw the show and were upset about what you said in your interview?
Have you?
100%.
Yes,
I get it all the time.
Really? Do they DM you on Instagram?
Or yeah.
Oh, really? And you too?
Oh, last year? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll hear from tonight's or last week's?
Do you know what? It's crazy. This last charter,
yeah.
I actually had one of their daughters email me, like, well, DM me on Instagram and apologize for her mother's behavior.
Oh.
So that was
nice.
Yeah,
good.
Lovely, though.
Yes. Let's go to Emily from Florida. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
My question is for Hannah. And Andy, I love you.
Love you back.
But Hannah, do you ever talk to Jason, the hot guy you were talking to on the iPad?
Yeah, the guy you made out with last season, the super hot fox.
Yeah, no, I don't speak with him anymore.
Why?
He was a bit of a fame whore, to be honest.
Oh, well.
Disappointing.
You use him back. You should use him back.
Well, if he had as much money as he said he would, then I would.
Oh, let's go
I'm
to.
Joking.
I know, but he is hot. Let's go to Lee from Seattle. What's your question, Lee?
Anna, you look amazing tonight.
Oh, thanks.
I know it's apples and oranges, but which of you has a harder job?
Oh, who has a harder job? It's a good question.
I'm actually gonna.
I'm gonna say 50-50. It's like 50-50.
Yeah.
We both get our butts kicked on the day to day, and we see sympathy in each other, and empathy in each other. I think when it comes to our daily experiences, which is getting our asses kicked.
Adam, Ashley N texted. Do you still stand by your statement from last season that Bugsy is a better Chiefs stew than Hannah?
Honestly, I would need more time to spend. No.
It's game time, everybody. In honor of Hannah's stewardess, Casey, turning green, we're going to turn to our green screen with a round of Who's About to Spew on Your Chief Stew? Hannah, go over to the bar and put on these Ramona eyes. You will encounter some very rough weather with some very seasick celebrities. Adam, it's your job to give clues to help Hannah correctly ID seven folks in 60 seconds. Where is Adam looking? Just right here? Oh, Adam, sit next to me. Oh. And look right there. Okay, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Adam, identify the celebs and give your clues to Hannah. Go!
Royal wedding, just got married.
Meghan Markle.
Your captain.
Sandy.
Former wrestler turned actor. Big guy.
Chris Rock. No.
Bobby on steroids. Bobby Samoan.
Samoan
what?
Bobby.
Samoan Bobby.
Like,
you almost said it. You said it before.
It's hard as a.
Chris Rock?
Yeah, well, no, it's not Chris Rock.
Something is
okay,
hard
pass.
As a.
It was the
Rock. The Rock.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead. This is a timed
wealthiest
game.
Wealthiest woman on the planet. Famous interview host.
Talk show host.
Talk show
You're
host.
Not
Best
that great at this. Yes.
Come on, help me.
Okay, go on. She hosted the Billboard of Music Awards.
American Idol winner, like
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. Black Panther
leader.
I didn't watch it.
Neither
you
did
didn't
I.
watch Black Panther. Okay, Michael Jordan.
Your old chef.
All right, very good. That was a horrible one. Todd Ross tweeted, Adam was the chef on our boat Kemosabe when we first purchased it. He's a great dude.
What's up, Todd? My man.
Said, well, he's a great dude, and what a train wreck that last charter group was who can't fill out a preference sheet.
How cool.
Adam Kara Z wants to know if you've ever hooked up in the galley.
Yes.
All right. Okay, let's go to Alexa from Connecticut. Alexa, say your question.
Hi, Andy. You're my number one.
Thanks.
So, Hannah and Adam, why don't you just give it up and get together?
Oh. Get over here!
No, we're like brother and sister. Honestly, it's like a brother-sister relationship.
It is.
Yeah. Sometimes brothers and sisters do it.
We're not from Kentucky, Andy.
No, they don't. What did you just say?
I didn't say that.
You said we're not from
Kentucky.
That is so weird, because I almost used Kentucky as an example, too, and then I was like, I don't want to offend Kentucky. What do I know about it? Isn't that
Adam
weird
that right
Kentucky
ahead.
Was
I'll,
the
I'll
thing
take the blame on that. Yeah.
Wow, Kentucky whiskey does make me frisky, though, I will
I
say.
Saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I did say that yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Hannah, Eileen R. wants to know, who's cooking you like better, Ben's or Adam's?
I like working with Adam in every sense, so that's nice.
Thank you.
Okay, you didn't answer the question, so you like Ben's cooking more.
No. He makes me Eggs Benedict in the morning, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your specialty? What's your best dish that you cook?
Chicken fried steak.
Really?
It's just it's the first thing I ever learned how to cook. It's nostalgic for me. My mom taught me how to do it. It's the one.
Wow, it's the one.
It's the one.
Okay.
Deathbed meal.
What?
Deathbed meal.
Deathbed meal?
Corn on the cob, mashed potato, chicken fried steak, a little bit of sausage gravy, some green beans.
Wow.
Texas toast.
All right. On that note, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Meghan Markle, who attended a garden party, her first event as an official royal today, honoring her father-in-law's charity work. I mean, I wonder when she's going to start realizing that pantyhose and long sleeve frocks is the most boring spinoff of suits ever. I want to thank Hannah, Adam, and Lindsay for being here. Show with Hannah and Adam from Below Deck Mediterranean. Our bartender is Lindsay Mendez. She is in Carousel at the Imperial Theater. What was your Broadway debut?
Grease.
Were you Riz?
No.
You were in the chorus.
How dare. Well, why the chorus? No, I was Jan, one of the pink ladies.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that demeaning to say you were in the chorus?
No, it wasn't. Oh.
What's your biggest audience pet peeve?
When people come late.
When people come late.
And I have to see flashlights and the
right,
walking through.
Right.
We always start at like 7 minutes after curtain.
Right.
If you can't make it by 7 minutes after curtain. We gotta have a talk.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Maddie and Colette. We're from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, what's your question?
Our question is for Hannah and Adam, and we said, if you could hook up with any crew member from any season, past or present, who would it be?
Ooh, good question. I love this question. Oh, my God. Oh, it would be Kate Chastain? Wow. Well, I mean, the night is young. You're in New York City.
Don't start the rumors.
What about you?
I'd go Rocky.
You go Rocky. Wow. Really? Hold on. Is Rocky the one...
Who jumped overboard.
Yes.
Probably the only sane person
gymnast...
who's ever been on that boat.
Wait,
to have
Rocky?
Swum to shore.
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
There was no shore, she said.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Carrie from New Jersey. Andy, I love you.
Thank you. Carrie, just pause for a second. You know who was very cute on that season that Rocky was on? Was that guy? Emil. I loved Emil. I did love Emil. And we had a reunion that year. We shot it in Miami, and Emil wore his grandfather's suit.
Oh.
It was the cutest, and it was too big. It was so cute. Anyway, I'm sorry, Carrie in New Jersey. What's your question?
My question is for Hannah and Adam. Is there any celebrity that you would never want to have on a charter again?
On a charter again?
Yeah, I mean, have you had a celebrity on a charter?
Yeah, probably don't go talk about celebrity names on charters,
right.
But there are plenty
NDAs,
of people I would never want to have again.
Right.
Ever.
That are both celebrities.
Yeah, in fact, I've had people call to have me be the chef again and turn them down. Yeah, you just
really?
Say no. Captains that just say no.
Wow.
Yeah, we can't go through that again.
Ooh. We need to talk. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Katie from Kentucky. Kentucky.
Hey, Katie, what's your question? from Kentucky. Hi, Katie. Sorry about the inference about
Kentucky. Now my question is not really a question. I have a question. My question was for both of them, but now it's just for Hannah.
Now that Adam has, you know, ruined his... Yeah.
You know, Andy, for you to, you were going to reference Kentucky. You know, I thought Brittany was one of your very good friends.
I love Brittany.
She is not going to be happy with you,
no,
Andy.
No, she's not. But I also was like, that's so weird. Why did I think of Kentucky? It was only my saying it. First of all, I didn't say it.
And you wanted to say it.
I thought it, but I didn't say it. And I... what I was saying was just sociological. He said it.
Tip of your tongue.
I was referencing how odd it was that that would come to both of our minds, which is sociological and more analytical.
And
Adam is a dog.
Great minds think alike. Yeah. Great minds think alike.
Anyway, what's your question for Hannah?
I just wonder how much longer she plans on staying in the yachting industry.
Oh. I would love to be able to answer that question, but I think every season I always say, like, one more season, and then it's like 10 years later and I'm still here, so who knows?
And to be clear, when you're not shooting Below Deck, you're on other boats, right? No.
No.
Oh. All right, so what are you doing when you're not on Below Deck?
Hanging out with you, Andy.
Nice. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Jessica from Connecticut.
Hey, what's your question?
And this is to Adam and Hannah. Do you think that it was fair that Casey was included in the tips when she was seasick for the whole first charter of the season and didn't do anything at all?
Great question.
Yeah, what do you guys think? What is the normal protocol on that?
I mean, okay, for example, one time I fell in an anchor hatch and I got 70 stitches day one of a charter.
Okay.
I didn't get a tip.
Really? Wow. So that was a bad call from Captain Sandy.
I think the normal protocol is if you get seasick, don't work on yachts.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Would it have been different if it was later in the season and she was a proven member of the team and for some reason she got sick during the charter? Would it have been more than like... Yes.
Of course. Like, you remember season one, we gave Danny the tip when he was out. You know, he was annoying as fuck.
Right.
But we still gave him a tip. And I just think if I was in Casey's shoes, I probably would have said, I'm not taking this because I didn't work. I spent
the charter in a bucket. That would be a general protocol of a decent crew member. Just you give away your tip.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. It's more like an honor system almost, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Hmm. When you're on a charter, so are the tips, do you think the tips are better on Below Deck because the charter guests have seen that there's a beat in every episode where you're looking at the tips, or not?
No.
You don't.
Because real charter tips are still better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You don't do so many charters.
If you're a charming guest, let's say your friend owns the boat and you're not that rich, but you're a charming person and you're nice to the crew. Do you get off leaving a lesser tip?
No.
Oh,
are you going to say yes?
He was going to say yes.
Totally was. I'm such a money-hungry bitch.
It's just like when you're at a table at a restaurant and someone's like, man, you know what? That was the best meal
Life. And then they don't leave you anything.
No, there's nothing in that.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, like, do you get satisfaction out of that?
Yeah, no. Yes.
Wow. Okay. I love Carousel so much.
Thank you. It's so great.
Thank you. One of my favorite shows. But the voices, and I mean, it's like, it's a real treat listening to Jesse Mueller and...
I know.
Oh,
Josh,
my God.
And, yeah, the voices are crazy.
Josh is incredible.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you, Lindsay Mendez. We'll be watching you at the Tonys. Thank you, Adam and Hannah. More from Below Deck. More to come. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things.
For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.